Let's meet today's contestants. A medical oncologist from Providence, Rhode Island, Bill Sikoff. A quality assurance analyst from Washington, D.C., Julie Treba. And our returning champion, a university administrator from Binghamton, New York, Kevin Betcher, whose one day cash winnings total $23,000. And now, here is the host, the Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. Three Northeastern players on Jeopardy today, Kevin, Julie, and Bill. Good luck. Let's have some fun. Here we go. Categories are as follows. We begin with TV or not TV. Next, untrue detective. The Working Dead. Ranger Things. This is... Each response will start with those two letters. And finally, someone you don't want to spend time with, the not-so-good doctor. Kevin, you appreciate the humor. Go ahead.
TV or not TV 800.
A year after playing Julia in TV's Top of the Lake, she became an on-screen Aquamom. And that is Nicole Kidman. Kevin?
TV or not TV 1000.
In 2001, he tried to save the world as Will on Alias, and later became a Guardian of the Galaxy, albeit in raccoon form. Bill.
Who is Bradley Cooper?
Good.
The not-so-good doctor for 400.
Serbian psychiatrist Radovan Karadžić was indicted for war crimes in the aftermath of the breakup of this country. Bill.
What is Yugoslavia?
Yes.
The not-so-good doctor, 600.
In 1910, Walter Dew of this London police force caught wife killer Dr. Holly Crippen in Canada after a transatlantic chase. Kevin.
What is Scotland Yard?
Yes.
Not-so-good doctor, 8.
Nicknamed the Angel of Death, this Nazi doctor fled to South America after World War II. Bill.
Who is Mengele?
Yes.
The not-so-good doctor, 1000.
The 1788 Doctors' Riot in New York occurred when physicians were suspected of this crime due to their dissection needs. Bill?
What is grave robbing?
Correct.
The not-so-good doctor, 200.
Surgeon gambler William Palmer was hanged in 1856. He poisoned his wife and brother for the payout from these. Kevin?
What is life insurance?
Yeah.
Untrue Detective 6.
Introduced in 1930, this junior detective heroine has more than 200 volumes that detail her adventures. Kevin.
Who is Nancy Drew?
She's the one.
TV or not TV 6.
He played college football stars Le Carpatron Duc Mariotte and Bismo Funyuns on TV and won an Oscar for writing Get Out. Bill.
Who is Peele?
Jordan Peele, yes.
Untrue Detective 400.
In a series starting with The Beekeeper's Apprentice, young Mary Russell teams up with this British sleuth. Kevin?
Who is Morse?
No. Most famous British sleuth, Sherlock Holmes. Bill, back to you.
The Working Dead for 400.
Its founder, William, died in 1857, about 40 years before it sold the first toothpaste in a tube, and 70 before merging with Palmolive. Kevin.
What is Colgate?
Correct.
Ranger Thing 6.
The New York Rangers play home games in this arena. Kevin again.
What is Madison Square Garden?
That's it.
Ranger 800.
In 2018, at age 97, Betty Reed Soskin was the oldest National Park Service ranger serving at a park named for this heroic female symbol of World War II. Kevin.
Who is Rosie the Riveter?
Yes.
Ranger Things 1000.
This atom spy was listening to the Lone Ranger radio show when nabbed by the FBI in 1950. They picked up his wife later. Bill.
Who is Rosenberg?
Julius Rosenberg. You got him.
Untrue Detective for 800.
Answer. Daily double. All right. A little bit of back and forth between you and Kevin, but you have a $2,000 lead.
I'll wager 2,400.
Okay. Robert B. Parker wrote Perchance to Dream as a sequel to this novel featuring Philip Marlowe.
What is The Big Sleep?
That's it. And that bumps you up.
to 7,200, and it takes us into break number one. Back in a moment, folks. Stay with us, please. Bill Sykov is a medical oncologist from Providence, Rhode Island. Now I know why you went to that not-so-good doctor category. Now, you are now primarily involved with breast cancer study.
That's correct.
Has there been an increase in breast cancer among men?
No, there really has not been an increase in breast cancer among men. It corresponds to about 1% of the total breast cancers, but I have at least a dozen male breast cancers in my patient group.
Okay. Julia Treba from Washington, D.C. You attended Wellesley College?
I did.
On the rowing team?
Yes. I started rowing for the first time when I was a junior, and it turned out to be one of the best things I've ever done.
So you were a rower, not the coxswain?
Yes, yes.
You had to do the hard work.
I don't think I would have been very good at steering the boat either.
No? Okay. Kevin Boettcher is our champion. He's a university administrator who once had to bribe his way out of Bolivia. Sounds like something out of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. What happened in Bolivia?
So my wife and I were traveling after college, and we overstayed our tourist visa by 4 days and got stopped at the border. So I used a trick I learned years before where I said to the border guard, in my country, we can just pay a fine in these situations. Can I just hand you this cash? And he loves her.
How much cash did you hand him?
I think it was 100 bolivianos, which at the time was about $6.
You got a good deal. All right, let's get back into this. Dr. Bill, go ahead and make the selection, please, as we go on.
This is Sue for 200.
The next score wins in this two-word overtime. Julie.
What is sudden death?
Yes.
This is Sue for 400, please.
To break up a plot of land into several building lots. Kevin.
What is subdivide?
Yes.
Working Dead 8.
Last name of E.I., who founded his company in Delaware in 1802. Kevin?
Who is Dow?
Nope. Who is DuPont, company associated with Delaware? Kevin, back to you.
Working Dead 1000.
The name of this man who passed in 1947 can be found on the Kentucky bourbon formerly known as Old Tub. Kevin.
Who is Jack Daniels?
Nope. Bill.
Who is Johnny Walker?
No. Who is Jim Beam?
The other one.
The other one, yeah, Julie. Kevin, back to you.
Working Dead 6.
In 1882, Frederick Pabst started tying these around the necks of his beer bottles. Julie.
What are blue ribbons?
Yes.
TV or not TV for 4, please.
On a break from her TV friends, she was full of grace in Bruce Almighty in 2003. Kevin.
Who's Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
Untrue Detective 1000.
She's the heroine of Sue Grafton's beloved Alphabet series. Julie.
Who is Kinsey Millhone?
Correct.
This is Sue for 1000, please.
As an adjective, it refers to a pouting child. As a noun, it's the one-person wagon seen here.
What is a sulk?
Bill.
What is a sulk?
No.
Or sulky?
No. So it is a sulky, but you said sulk, so we're ruling against you. We go back to Julie for the next selection.
Okay. This is Sue for 800.
Five-letter word meaning smoothly polite. Kevin.
What is suave?
Suave, that's it.
This is Sue 600.
The apex, or a big political meeting. Kevin.
What is summit?
Good.
Ranger Things 4.
Seen here is the first photo of this body by a U.S. spacecraft, snapped by Ranger 7 just before impact in 1964. Bill?
What is the moon?
Correct.
Ranger Things 200.
In 1933, the Ranger was the U.S. Navy's first purpose-built one of these, but had trouble launching planes in rough seas. Kevin?
What is an aircraft carrier?
Yes.
TV or not TV 2?
Steve Carell began hanging around this TV title place in 2005, then transferred to Anchorman 2. Kevin?
What is The Office?
Yes.
The Working Dead 2.
What he called waste overalls have stood the test of time as blue jeans since he came up with them in the 1870s. Bill?
What is Levi's?
No. Kevin?
Who is Levi Strauss?
Thank you. We were going for the person's name. And now the last clue. This Agatha Christie detective has a secretary named Miss Lemon, who is so efficient, she is nearly the perfect machine. Kevin.
Who is Miss Marple?
No. Bill.
Who is Hercule Poirot?
You got it. And that takes you to $5,600, a $2,000 lead. And Julie is the one who gets to go first in Double Jeopardy when we come back. That first round was uneven. Up and down with correct responses, incorrect responses. Let's hope it gets better in Double Jeopardy. Julie, here are the categories. Notre Dame Cathedral, government and politics. Part-time writers. The nearest other national capital. Followed by the 17th century. And a name lies within the word. Within each correct response. Start us.
The 17th century for 1200, please.
Answer. Bailey Button. You have 1800. You can risk up to 2000.
I will make this a true daily double, please.
All right. Around 1612 in Virginia, John Rolfe began growing this brown gold. Soon the colony started shipping it to England.
What is tobacco?
Tobacco is right. You're at 3,600, tied with Kevin. Go again.
17th century for 800, please.
In 1633, he was charged with heresy for believing the sun is the center of the world. Julie.
Who is Galileo?
Yes.
17th century for 400.
Taking over for Elizabeth I after her death, he told Parliament he was an old and experienced king. Kevin?
Who's James I?
Yes.
Nearest other national capital for 16.
To Rabat, Morocco. The nearest other national capital is Lisbon, Portugal. Kevin?
National capital 12.
Answer. Daily double. You're in third place.
We'll make it a true daily double.
Oh, all right. For a total of 8,000, here is the clue. The nearest other national capital to Paris, France.
What is Brussels?
You picked the right one. Brussels, Belgium. Yes. Just 160 miles away.
National capital 2.
To Tokyo, Japan. Bill.
What is Seoul, Korea?
Yes.
Part-time writers, 800.
While running Top Chef, this Indian-born woman wrote the Encyclopedia of Spices and Herbs. Julie?
Who is Padma Lakshmi?
Yes.
Part-time writers for 1,200.
Beatrix Potter's estate asked this actress and Sense and Sensibility screenwriter to pen new Peter Rabbit stories. Julie.
Who is Emma Thompson?
She's the one.
Part-time writers for 16.
Long after she was Winnie Cooper on this show, Danica McKellar wrote the book Girls Get Curves about geometry. Julie.
What is The Wonder Years?
Yes.
Part-time writers for 2,000.
James Lipton wrote An Exaltation of Larks about animal group names before he hosted this Bravo acting show. Julie.
What is Inside the Actor's Studio?
Correct again.
Part-time writers for 4, please.
This action star co-wrote the Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding with Bill Dobbins. Kevin.
Who is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Government and Politics, 12.
In 2019, this Iowa senator succeeded Orrin Hatch as president pro tempore. Kevin.
Who's Grassley?
Chuck Grassley, yes.
A name lies within the word 12.
This eight-letter money holder is thin, flat, and bendable. Bill?
What is wallet?
No. Kevin?
What is a billfold?
Billfold. I thought, Bill, you were going to get that for sure. Kevin, back to you.
A name lies within the word 1600.
A longshoreman or a dock worker could tell you this word for the job of one who loads a ship. Bill?
What is a stevedore?
Yes.
The 17th century for 1600.
Add three letters to the title held by Tokugawa Ieyasu to get this type of regime he began in 1603 that would last for over two centuries. Bill?
What is a shogunate?
That's it.
The nearest national capital, 800.
To Canberra, Australia. Julie?
What is Wellington, New Zealand?
Good.
Notre Dame Cathedral for 400, please.
Written at a time when the cathedral was in disrepair, his The Hunchback of Notre Dame inspired Paris to save it from ruin. Kevin?
Who is Victor Hugo?
Correct.
A name lies within the word for 2000.
Opaque and grayish, this substance from whale guts has long been used in perfumery. Kevin?
What is ambergris?
Yes.
A name lies within the word 800.
Singing that's done sans band or any instruments. Bill?
What is a cappella?
That's right.
Notre Dame Cathedral for 800.
Thanks to quick thinking during the devastating 2019 fire, this most sacred relic said to be worn by Jesus was saved. Bill?
What is the crown of thorns?
Correct.
Notre Dame Cathedral, 1200.
During the Reformation, these French Protestants raided the cathedral and destroyed statues that they considered sacrilegious. Kevin?
For the Huguenots?
With less than a minute now, yeah.
Government and Politics, 400.
In April of 1973, H.R. Haldeman and John Dean were among four top presidential aides forced out over this scandal. Kevin?
What is Watergate?
Correct.
A name lies within the word 400.
To seize a plane by force, perhaps while greeting Mr. Nicholson. Kevin?
What is hijack?
Yep.
Other nearest capital, 400.
To Ottawa, Canada. Bill?
Washington, D.C. What is Washington, D.C.?
Thank you.
Government and politics for 2000.
From a Native American word, it was the term for Republicans who supported Democrat Grover Cleveland in the 1884 election. Those were the Mugwumps. Back to you, Bill.
Government and politics for 1600.
In 1965, Harry Truman looked on as President Johnson signed this program into law. Bill.
What is Medicare?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 13,200. And still to come, of course, Final Jeopardy with this subject in play now. Animal AKAs. Think about it. Make your wagers. Good game to you.
A picture worth a thousand words. The search for the wide-eyed burglar caught red-handed on dash cam video. 10, 15, 20%. Do you know how much you're supposed to tip? Tonight, when and where tipping etiquette applies.
This term for a witch's liquid concoction to make potions comes from ancient words meaning boil, bubble, and burn. What is a brew? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Interesting category for final, isn't it? Animal AKAs. Players, here's your clue. It's a short one. It's also called the czar fish. 30 seconds. Good luck. The czars used to enjoy eating the eggs produced by this fish. We come to you first, Julie. You had 10,800 and you were unable to come up with anything. And that'll cost you how much today? 6,000. You dropped to 4,800. Let's go to your left. Dr. Bill, you had 13,200 and you wrote down what is a sturgeon. Yes, caviar from the sturgeon. And you will add 8,410. Bringing you into the lead at 21,610, taking us to our champion, Kevin, who had the lead at 15-2, came up with the correct response and risked, risked enough, 11,201, remains champion, picks up 26,401 today, a two-day total just under 50 grand, 49,401. Well done. Good game. Enjoyed it. Hope you did too. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.